Reb Dessler Zatzal has a mimer, Chelik Beis, it's called Yom HaDin Mevi LeBechira Kololis. If Yom HaDin brings to a Bechira Kololis, a widespread Bechira, major Bechiras. Let me give an example of a Bechira Kololis and a Bechira Kratis. Bechira Kololis and Bechira Pratis is the following. A Pratis means a specific. It's a minor change. I decide to take my time going to Mincha. I take my time. Okay? I'm taking my time. So I come in, they already started Shemoneh Esrei. I missed Ashrei. So I say, oh, I got a daven tefillah b'tzibur. That's the right thing to do. So you daven tefillah b'tzibur. So you missed Ashrei. The tefillah that the Chacham said for us is Ashrei, and then Kaddish. Right? So you missed Ashrei, you missed Kaddish, and now you're going to start Shemoneh Esrei. But that's talacha. You have to start with the tzibur. You know, that's called tefillah b'tzibur. So now, what happened? I chose wrongly. It's called a bad bechira. Because you decided to be lazy and take your time, look in the mirror, make sure your mustache is okay.
Did you choose to do bad, or you just chose not to choose to do good?
Huh?
Did you choose to do bad, or you just chose not to choose good?
It was a wrong choice. It was a bad choice. Because you know that it's mincha, you could have made it. And decided, I'm going to go down mincha. You got any time? Chill a little bit before. So that you missed Ashrei and Kaddish. That's a cheshbon with Hashem. What you get for that? You know, that's not what this shmooze is about. But you definitely lowered your madrego. That means you went down a notch. Because you built a mechitza, a chatzitza, something. But you didn't slide down all the way down to the bottom because of that. The scrimmage line was pushed back. It's not like, I remember if it games of snakes and ladders. Did you play that when you were young? So you get to the one big ladder, you know, like hit the big one. Whoa! Well, you get to the big one near the top, they have one ready to go down. Oh, start again. And then otherwise you got little ladder, little slide, little ladder, little slide. Bechira Pratis is the little ladder and the little slide. You lost the madrega. Whatever it is, there's millions and billions of madregas. But you go weiter, right? Life goes on. What's a Bechira Kololis? A Bechira Kololis is, for instance, I'm going to get married, right? The girl that you're going to pick out is a Bechira Kololis. It's not going to just affect you in a prat or in a certain detail. It's going to affect everything of your life. If you pick the right woman who's going to be mechazek you, the shidduch, it's going to help you try to get to your madrega. She's going to support you to learn. So then, 10 years from now, you're going to be a total different person. But if you take a woman who's not really interested in it, not interested in what you want, really, and you didn't check out the midas, and you find out that the midas are not so good as you thought, you know, you just looked at the outward appearance, and that was great, A++, but you didn't look inside the midas and check that out. So that Bechira of marrying this person is going to be a major shift in your life. It's going to affect not just a prat or a madrega. It's going to affect the whole 10 years where you're going to be in 10 years. You're not going to be where you want to be. Same thing. You get married, you want to go to a community, right? What community are you going to live in? The community you're going to live in is going to make a big difference or which school your kid's going to go to, who your kid's friends are going to be, who's your wife's friends going to be, and who your friends are going to be. What shul are you going to dominate? It's going to make a big difference. Are you going to be in the Kiddush club group that has the Kiddush club, and therefore your dominant is going to be a shmek tabak? Or are you going to go into an Erlich Minyan that they daven and it's serious? And will that affect your whole week, affect your whole year, affect your whole children? That's called a Bechira Kalolos. It's like a, I would put it, it's like a fireworks. You know, they shoot this thing up there and all of a sudden thousands of things come out. Lights up the whole sky with the 40, 50 lights. That's what a Bechira Kalolos is. We don't make so much Bechira Kalolos. We usually have a prat every day. Should I talk? Should I speak? Should I look? Should I do this? All these things. If you're successful, you went up. If you're not successful, you just went down. But you didn't fall off the mountain. You went down. You climb back up again. That's what you have to do. But Bechira Kalolos means once you make that decision, you don't pick the right environment, everyone's going to suffer, and you're going to suffer, and in 3 years from now, you could be a total different person. You won't recognize yourself. Or you won't recognize yourself for the good because you chose to be in a better place than you were before. Now that I'm getting married, I want to improve in life. I want to have a partner. Let's get to where we want to get to and have a certain type of mishpacha and a certain type of lifestyle. You won't recognize who you are too, depending on where you choose. Okay? Says Rav Dessler, Rosh Hashanah is a Bechira Kalolos. It's a Bechira Kalolos. It's not going to affect what the psak did that you're going to get in Rosh Hashanah. It's not just affect your Yiddish guide or your religiosity or your closeness to Hashem, up and down, more close, less close. It's going to affect the whole year. Whatever is paskened on Rosh Hashanah, it affects the whole year. And this is what we have to hear. This is just a basic understanding of what Rosh Hashanah is. Gemara says, and Chazal tell us, in the middle, says it affects you to the point that even if you do teshuva afterwards, or even after you were great and now you're mekalkel, and you go off the derech, right? Rosh Hashanah, we get inspired. Say some teshuva, all those beautiful nigunim, right? Those words, teshuva, tevila. And we get inspired. You do tshuva. He says, okay. What happens 2 weeks later? Bein hazmanim. And you really mess yourself up. What happens? The psak of Rosh Hashanah stays. And what happens if it's the other way around? If you happen to be bad, and you get bad psak halacha, of what Hashem's going to give in Rosh Hashanah, and then all of a sudden, you're inspired. You went to Shimcha Beis Shaweva. And you danced for 2 hours, and you say, that's it. I'm going to be a tzaddik from now on. The psak of Rosh Hashanah stays. So what's going on? What's happening? What do you mean it stays? So the Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, oh, he brings the Medrash Tanchuma. How could it be that if I'm Paskin in Rosh Hashanah, and then I change, I do tshuva, I'm a nice guy, now I change my mind, 3 weeks later, certain psukim can't change. For instance, let's say I'm a tzaddik. I come before Rosh Hashanah, being an Erlich Yid. So Hashem says, okay, Mr. Farmer, Mr. Ikar, with an Aleph Kachav Reish, farmer. He says, you're going to have 30 inches of rainfall on your crops. What a year of plenty. Boy, he really did a good job. He really did tshuva. Great. After Sukkos, he bums out. He stops doing the things he promised and this and that. So what is Hashem going to do now? 30 inches of rainfall has to come because that's the psak on Rosh Hashanah. It's called a Bechira Kololos. That's it. So then now, but he's not deserving of it. You're right. He's not deserving of it. You know what's going to happen? He's going to get 30 inches of rain one day and drown up his whole house will be swept out. 30 inches I got to give. That's the Psak and Rosh Hashanah. But I'll make sure he's not going to be happy about the 30 inches of rain. Because I'll make it that he won't have any crop left. And what if it's the other way around? And what if he says that he was terrible? Rosh Hashanah, he didn't come before Hashem the way he should. He said, Rosh Hashanah, I'll do it later. He says, no later, buddy. Yeah, this is the only time you do it. Rosh Hashanah is a psak. We're not going to talk about the Beinonim and Yom Kippur. Okay. But Rosh Hashanah, that's the judgment. Rosh Hashanah, they paskin on you that 2 inches of rainfall, just enough to subsist on. 2 inches. Then what happens is he becomes a tzaddik. Now what happens? Hashem can only give 2 inches. That's the psak. But you know what? I'll make sure that every drop goes right inside the plant. No waste. So I'll give you 2 inches, but it'll be in the right place. That's called Bechira Kololos. Whatever is paskened on Rosh Hashanah, that's the amount. See, there's two parts. There's the amount and the delivery. Right? We just ordered all these sodas. Sodas for Yontif, right? Now, they didn't put it where it belongs. What did they do? They dropped it in the driveway. And they said, well, we're not taking it. You get it yourself. The delivery and the amount have nothing to do with each other. On Rosh Hashanah, the amount of Gashmias, the amount of Ruchnias is decided. How much Siyata Dishmaya should you get on Rosh Hashanah for the whole year? It depends how you stand on Rosh Hashanah. That's how much you're going to have, Gashmias and Ruchnias. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Melech b'mishpat yamid aret. There's a mishpat. There's a din. It's serious. Okay. But what if I change for the good or for the bad? He says, that's the delivery. The Chazal say, Adam nidon b'chol yom. A person is judged every day. What do you mean? It says the three, we're judged in Rosh Hashanah for the year. How can we judge every day? The Teretz says, Reb Dessler, the amount is on Rosh Hashanah. The delivery is every day. The delivery of how it's going to be delivered. That we judge you every day. Should we brit a lot, give you more rain? Flood you out? Or we'll make every drop count. That's what happens every day, but you want to change the amount? Sorry. Maybe tshuva and a tzibur might help, if the whole tzibur does tshuva. But other than that, the amount stays. That's the difference. So when Rav Dessler says, this is all about a tshuva kololis Rosh Hashanah, it's going to affect the whole year. It's going to affect the whole year. This is like saying, I'm going to move out of town. What's there? I don't know. We'll start a yeshul. We'll see what happens. You can start a shul and see what happens. You're going to be sorry to see what happens if you didn't plan. If you failed to plan,
plan to fail.
The Brits know that too, right? It's universal. Because everyone knows that's the truth. Okay. So this is a big yesod. If you don't know it, you don't have a chance for Rosh Hashanah. Because you don't even know what it's all about. You think, okay, we'll do it later. Do it afterwards. I'll do tshuva later. The tshuva later could only affect the delivery. It's not going to affect the amount. It's important. You want Siyat HaDishmaya? You want to have madregas? You want to be able to say, I want to learn well. I want to have machshavas tahiras during the year. I want to help me that I shouldn't be chayte Hashem. I'm serious. I want to be an Oved Hashem. If you want to be have that for the whole year, you know, and you keep it, then you have to be there Rosh Hashanah as a kalal. Because it affects the whole year. It's not a prat. It's not your bechira to say, okay, so I'm not going to skip Ashrei. Okay, so you can go back. You're a little tshuva. You can push yourself up. But a kolal is the thing. It affects the whole year. What are you going to do? All your tshuva help later on is not going to help the delivery. That's it. What are you losing yourself out for? You're not going to get the amount that you weren't ready to get a good amount. The Shefa. Atem Yisavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lechem. Zoya says, Hayom Zu Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Zu Rosh Hashanah. Atem Yisavim Hayom. Kulchem. What's Kulchem? All of you. Poshim Shad, what's all of you? Roshaychem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, Roshay Yisrael, Tapchem, Nesham, what the Pasuk enumerates after that. You're all standing today, Rosh Hashanah. But it means more than that. It means you're standing on Rosh Hashanah, Kulchem. All of you, the whole year is there. It's all of you what you're going to get. It's a Bechir Kalolis. It's not a prod of you, it's Kulchem. If you're smart enough, they don't just give us an Elul, a whole month to prepare for something that we think is coming. You know what I mean? What's coming? You don't think we have to prepare for a year. We don't even think we have to prepare for a week. Maybe, Rosh Hashanah, we'll prepare. We'll say Atars Nedarim. Maybe that's a preparation, even though we don't know what we're talking about. But we'll say it. But that's not how you prepare. They gave you a month to prepare. Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days. To get the second Lucas. It's a month to prepare. Must be preparing for something big if it's a month. Right? Why? Because it's a Bechira Kololis. That's why. Sometimes you take a gamble, you jump out of a plane. People like that. They like the near-death experiences because they have no life. They don't know what life is. You know, nothing exciting. So they have to get a near-death experience and they, oh, I nearly died. Oh, now it's close. Now you felt life. If they would learn a little Torah, Eitz Chaim, they'd have life. They wanted to jump out of airplanes or mountain course or gliders. All these dangerous things. Like, I can't understand how people go. Dangerous things. They jump off a mountain with this thing like a kite and they go flying around like they're Superman. It's crazy. So what? They pull the string and they say, okay, it's time to pull the string, and then it pops out the string. Now what? Why would you do that? You have to know what's life. What's real life? It's something to think about. A Bechira Kalolis. Be there on Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem. Every part of you. Every aver of you. The whole you. Because it's going to affect the whole you for the whole year. And you could be nitzavim, standing, not lying down, standing. Like they say, you're in the standing. If you understand, then you're in the standing. If you know what it's about. Chiru klos. Kulcha. That makes you, you still got a week. Think about it. It's serious. You know, 10-year-old kids don't think about it. Apple dipped in honey. Well, what a sweet treat. You never learned that when you were a kid? Yeah. But that's, you know, don't be stuck on your childhood. I think that's what Rosh Hashanah still is about. Apple dipped in honey. You know what I mean? It's a little deeper when you get older. You've seen a lot more bad things happen. I'm going to say bad things. Shame from Rosh Hashanah, but you know, tragic things happen. And when you get older, you get to see more that's real. You know what I mean? So, even though it's a Yom HaDin, and you have the Kol Shofar, the call to do tshuva, but we make a yontif meal. We make a yontif meal. Kishmak a yontif meal. Because when you realize the truth, and you're prepared, and you're prepared, and you worked on yourself, and you hear that shofar and you're more able to do tshuva, then there's a weight that's taken off. And you feel happy because you feel you're connected to Hashem. And you're prepared for it. And you're going to say, I'm going to have a great year, Meitz Hashem. Ashrayom yoydei seruah Hashem b'yor ponecho yaleichim. You're going to walk with the or ponim of Hashem. That's what we have to walk with. If you just sit and think a few minutes a day, what is Rosh Hashanah about? The David Hashem, Oyri, Zu Rosh Hashanah. Get the contact the light. Don't wait for the last second. It's a Bechira Kalalas. When you go out on a date, you have to give in a what's it called? You send the girl what? Your resume. Resume. What do you write there? You write your history, where you learned in yeshiva, and you write down the friends who are going to lie for you. You know, well, what should you write? Someone's going to talk bad. Of course, you got to write to your friends who are going to say things for you, right? You're planning this out. You know, why are you planning so much out? Who cares? You got to find out. What does the father do? What's the shver like? What's the shvigel like? You know. You don't do the research. You just sit there, pretty, you know, taking, learning, and someone does the research and say, "Is this a shidduch or not?" It's not just having a woman. It's someone's going to help you build your house, your children, be part of Klal Yisrael. You got to plan that out. That's bechira. You know what I mean? Same thing with Rosh Hashanah. Got to plan it out. Got a month of Elul. You have to be Anila Dodi Dodi. Think about it. And then when you come stand there, when you hear the shofar, you're going to feel connected to the shofar. You're going to feel it's something. I thought about it. Ready? I'm prepared. I want to go up with the shofar. Go up to the Kisei Yaakov and tell Hashem, this is what I want. I've been thinking about it for a while. And Hashem says, Gevaldik, I'm going to give you Shefa! And if you don't take the Shefa, you don't make it, then you have the letters of Pesha. And you know what Pesha is? Iniquities. It sounds better, doesn't it? Instead of saying sin. Pesha and Shefa, it's up to you. Whether you're going to have the Shefa or the Pesha. So, and that's our choices, everyone's. What do you say? Right? Bechira Kalalas. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's make that Bechira.